Welcome to Chuck Chat Freestyle. This is my audio blog. And I just thought I'd share a few moments of what's on my mind. It's been a while since I talked to you. And I just, it's time to talk. Yeah, I'm sitting here in the Sienna Studios. That's my minivan, the one with the podcast license plates. And it is raining. It's about, 50 degrees Fahrenheit, 10 degrees Celsius. And it's just a miserable, cold, dark, rainy evening. Lisa's currently in karate, so I snuck off to talk to you. It's been a long time. And the primary reason for that has been work. Pure and simple. Just been work. As you probably know, I am bringing our help desk, or as I've rebranded it, a service desk back into our company. And it's been a challenge. It really has. I started in July. A lot of planning has been going on for the first half. We've got staff coming on board. We've got technology to bring in. A lot of that was around evaluations and decisions and negotiations and approvals and all that good stuff. And that's all behind me, and now we're just waiting for stuff to come in. The software is a web service, a hosted solution from ServiceNow. If you want to take a peek, it's at service-now.com. That's going to take care of our incident management, our service catalog. Eventually, I'll be building it out to include problem management and config management and change management and release management and SLAs and reporting and blah, 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 blah. That's the three-year roadmap in about 10 seconds. So lots of work in front of me, lots of work behind. The next, I've got officially as of this moment, just under 59 days left till go live on the evening of January 11th, which will be the morning of January 12th for Malaysia. They will be starting up before we will here in Wisconsin. My service desk will be half overseas and half here, but it will all be our own employees. That's the good part about it. And I'm just loving it. In fact, I got to use this H2 in the interview process. We did like role playing. I would be the customer and call up, and I would hand the interview candidate some sheets with information on it. Say, here's your knowledge base. You know 8 things: how to do Roman numerals in Microsoft Word, and how to do a footer in Excel, and how to uninstall and reinstall printers, how to fix a DHCP problem, just a few things like that. And then I would call them up and rate them. How did they answer the phone? Were they courteous? Did they listen? Did they express empathy? All these things that have been sort of the cornerstone to our customer service environment, if you will. I still need to put our staff through that training, but I can use it as a basis to say, how did they do when they interviewed? And I recorded it, and then I would go back later and listen to it and evaluate it, much like calls are recorded in a call center. And speaking of call centers, our servers showed up. Oh my gosh, I'm so glad this happened. This is one of the few shining spots that's actually happened ahead of schedule. We weren't expecting them until next Friday, I believe. What is it, 14, 17? Sometime next week. So they were about a week ahead of schedule, and hopefully we can maintain that. The real risk is going to be when one of them has to get shipped to Malaysia. Sometimes customs will get it through in 3 days. Sometimes it'll get through in 3 weeks. Like I said, I got 59 days left, and 3 weeks would just eat my schedule up. I would have to go to some basic hunt group, which wouldn't allow for queuing and menus and options to leave voicemail and all that good stuff that we're planning to put in. Very basic, but still very critical. I do have some training in San Diego coming up. I'm looking forward to that. While I'm out there, we'll have 2 days of training. I'm taking my team lead with me so that I'm not going to be the only person beholden to the maintenance of the system. We'll learn how to add fields and do a lot of the stuff in the database, or excuse me, in the software without a whole lot of database or programming skills. Very nice software, by the way. If anybody is running a help desk or anything or looking to change software, talk to me. We did evaluations of 6 different major products. And this is a relative newcomer to the field, and I think we're going to be very happy with it. While I'm out in San Diego, I will be attending the San Diego Orange County version of the Manager Tools Meetup. If you happen to be around there, I look forward to seeing you. I have recently started a similar meetup here. I've been building my peer network. Some of them are former colleagues. Some of them are new introductions. I've been building that up over the last two and a half years, and finally got enough people together to say, hey, you know what? We should get together. And instead of having a lunch and learn where we talk about servers and hard drives and storage and backups and disaster recovery and business continuity and business intelligence and blah, 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 IT stuff, let's talk manager stuff. So this doesn't have to be just purely IT managers. We had that Tuesday night. This past Tuesday night went very well. Four of the five people are service desk IT managers, and the other is an infrastructure. So a lot of the conversation revolved around help desk, service desk kind of things, which was all right. There are a couple of other people who are already interested in joining, so I'm very excited that it went as well as it did. We had people in attendance. They thought the content was valuable. We talked about everything from... we had an agenda, and the main topic was one-on-ones for your staff, using some of the papers and materials and outlines and things from Manager Tools. Wide audience. One lady has most of her staff in India because they outsourced their service desk. So she's got different challenges than I do, where I'm bringing everybody in and starting them from scratch. And another guy is playing the role of everything from individual contributor to supervisor to you name it. It's a salesman. But one-on-ones are still very, very key to a lot of that. Again, very excited that worked out. Unfortunate part was I only had just over an hour to meet with these people. It was a night kind of like this, cold and rainy, and the weather's been the same all week. I wish this would turn to snow. I'd rather have it coming down in buckets, except I haven't tested the snowblower yet. I don't know if that's working or not. I still need to drain the lawnmower for the season and then make sure that the snowblower is working. I almost said we'll come online, but that would be too geeky, wouldn't it? Do you bring your snowblower online every fall? I do. Some people are probably listening and go, what's a snowblower? Well, if you go way back in the Freestyle archives, you'll hear what a snowblower sounds like. It's a great noisy machine. You may have seen it on TV. Anyway, had to leave an hour or so and catch Julie's choir concert. She's now in her second year of choir at high school, and that was very neat. Very neat. I love listening to her sing. She did a number of songs. There were seniors who came out and sang, and then the freshmen came out, and you know, three or four songs each. So it was a good hour and a half, I think. 7:30, 9 o'clock. Yeah, about an hour and a half of good entertainment. It was. I'm glad I can make it. I told her later. I said, you know, if I'm ever depressed or need to get out of a stressful situation, that concert is one of the happy places where I'm going to go and just kind of remember seeing her on that stage in her long blue dress with singing with her friends. That was something else. Like I mentioned, I'm sitting here in the van at karate and somebody's next to me getting out of their car. They won't stick around long because it's raining. So they may hear me talking, think I'm on the cell phone or something. Sore ribs. Oh, I'm still aching. I need to record these freestyles more often so you know what's going on. But about three and a half weeks ago, we were doing some sparring exercises. These are just drills. This wasn't even official sparring with real kicking and stuff. But one of the instructors, I was paired up with one of the third degree black belts, or second degree, I think, going on third, something like that. Very advanced. Very quick. I have sparred him before, and every time I learn something, usually the hard way, he clobbers me in the head, and I say, how'd you do that? And then I learn how to clobber somebody else in the head. But this was a drill where one person is punching and one person is kicking, and I started out kicking and kept him at bay pretty well. Obviously, kicking has an advantage to some degree, but he's still very quick, and he landed a few punches on my rib guard. Then I was the puncher and played defense on his kicks most of the time. But then he stuck his foot out, and I was moving forward because I didn't want the whole minute and a half or whatever it was to go by without landing something. So I said, I'm going to land a punch. And as I stepped into it, he stuck up his foot, and I took one square to the ribs. And right on the right side, just above my rib guard, a lot of good that rib guard did, and went to my knees. Saw kind of like whiteout conditions. It was pretty bad. I was really sore for a few days, but it was getting better. But every once in a while, I have a bad day where they just start aching again, and they're aching. On the technology side, I've got a couple of new things that I'm trying. One is a utility called KeepPass. Thank you very much to my fellow friends in tech who recommended this. KeePass is a personal password vault. And if you just search for KEEPASS, you'll find it. I've got it installed on my thumb drive. You can run it right from a thumb drive, so you don't need to install any software. Create a little database, highly encrypted. You need to remember only one password, and that is the master password. I made mine good and long, but easy to remember. And then everything else is at your disposal, because I had database passwords for multiple blogs, and I had admin accounts for multiple blogs, and while some of these were consistent, still I had to remember, am I using the old one, am I using the new one? Because you think of a password algorithm, you get to another site and it says, that's not good enough. So then you add a symbol, or you come up with a different algorithm. You start using that and going, okay, here's my new algorithm. Then you get to other sites and say, is this my old algorithm or my new one? And it just, I couldn't take it anymore. I was forgetting too many of them and had to click on, I forgot my password, send me a new one too many times. So installed KeepPass, and then Craig Stepp was kind enough to tell me that it's available for my Windows mobile phone too. So I can copy the database file over and carry around my passwords there. So it acts as a backup, but it also acts as a portable database. So if I don't have my laptop handy, although I'm not sure what I would be logging into without my laptop now that I think about it. Unless, of course, I was at a kiosk machine. Okay, that makes sense. Nice little utility. Nice. I think I've got about, I kid you not, probably close to 50 passwords in there already. Granted, many of them are duplicates. Because I shouldn't tell you that. And then the other technology thing that I'm doing is looking into using Google Calendar for our family calendar. Once upon a time, I was using Outlook for our family events, and then I would use a filter at home to filter out all the businessy stuff, because my Outlook calendar would be the universal calendar, and I would use the Palm to sync my work calendar with my home calendar, but the Palm died, and every once in a while, it would freak out, and you'd get two of everything and have to go clean up, and it was just a pain in the you-know-what. So I was talking with my former boss yesterday, and he said, my wife and I use Google Calendar. We share it, and if I have something after hours, whether it's work or personal or whatever, I throw it on there. And I said, that's a great idea, because right now ours is a hard copy that we write on the refrigerator. Well, if I get invited to something or think of something at work, I have no way to check it, and I usually get myself in trouble doing that, because I say, hey, great, we're going out on the 14th, and Donna says, we've already got something on the 14th. Well, how was I supposed to know that? Or there's something on the calendar, and while we've tried to make a habit of checking it in the morning to kind of get orientation to our day, sometimes things sneak up on you or weren't written down because they were thought of at work. And it's okay, but it's not optimal, and I want to try getting that into Google Calendar. The other thing is Donna tends to write in some cryptic notation, and I'm supposed to know what PT430 is. Well, that's parent-teacher conferences at 4:30, apparently. But it might have been meet with Paul Thomas. I don't know. So I didn't even know who it applied to, if it was me or her or Julie or Lisa. So we'll be able to be a little more descriptive. Her rebuttal was, well, we're not going to look at the computer in the morning on our way out the door. I said, I generally do have my laptop up and running because I check Gmail first thing in the morning while Julie is waking up and watching cartoons, and I'll make sure there's nothing critical going on at work before I get in, which is always nice. So shouldn't take much to keep this maintained. It works for Kevin, it should work for me. So, Lisa's just about done with karate. It's still raining. And Thanksgiving's coming. I will likely bring the H2 with me on the training trip, so you'll probably hear from me then. Until then, thanks for listening. Take care. I'm having a good time. Just very busy. I hope you're doing well. And 101.